There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
After the hour, time for My Cool Inventions with Doug Steffen and John Cremins. And who's the other guy?
ACOS,
that's it, as opposed to acorns. Did anybody, when you were a kid coming up, anybody ever make fun of you, call you acorn? Come on, somebody must have done that. Twice.
I said not twice.
Have you seen how big he is? I mean, you're gonna call him an acorn?
Not twice. That's telling. Right there, right?
My name made me tough. I was a little scrappy when I was a kid.
Well, you knew my given name is Dudley.
I know that.
You know that.
Rich constantly tells us.
I'm sure he does. That also made me tough.
Really?
Because it was Dudley. Do right, you're a dud, all that kind of stuff. And I would always point them in the direction of my uncle, for whom I am named, who was the commander of a submarine in World War II, sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other commander in the Pacific Fleet before he was sent out with dud torpedoes, and that was the end of him. But they called them dud torpedoes, and his name was Dudley. And my name is Dudley, but when I was in college, everybody's trying to always find a nickname for you. Like, what they call ACOS, what was your nickname?
Ace.
Ace? Oh, I think that's perfect. He looks like an ace. John, what was your nickname when you were a kid in school?
Well, I really didn't have a nickname when I was a kid.
You were Jack or something?
No, never.
Nobody ever called you Jack?
No, not at all. Not even close. Where was always John.
We call him the Doc. His nickname now is the Doc.
Yeah, I've had the Doc for like 28 years now.
And I've adopted a new one. I call him JC.
Really? Especially this time of year. That's wonderful.
And if you look at it like the Trinity, then it would be my initials are JGC.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so the Trinity is ACOS Jankura, John Cremins, and Doug Steffen. We are the three wise men.
Of innovation.
Yes, innovation, entrepreneurialism, all that good stuff. MyCoolInventions.com is the website. Go there if you'd like to have your product or idea vetted. Also go to dreambigamerica.us. Two of the ideas put together so that we can highlight every day of the week in this hour somebody who's got some really good ideas. Yesterday we were quite impressed. ACOS, you weren't here. You were selling whatever you were selling. Stuff, right, exactly. So this lady, Jolynn Clemons, I think impressed us. Don't you agree with that, John?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we both saw that it was a good invention.
Yeah.
And actually, she received 97% of the vote.
97% thumbs up. Good for her.
Yeah, it was there 100% for a while, and then toward the end it got down a little bit, but not much.
Yeah,
it was there was a good response for what she did and her innovation.
You know, Doug, when I was in Washington, I kept talking about these Innovation Alliance guys. Remember?
Right. Yes.
Coffee. They're trying to protect the little inventor because these big corporations are fighting out the new patent reform.
Yeah.
And the result is, I don't know what they're fighting, I do know what they're fighting about, but they're not caring about the little inventor, and the result of their fight basically leaves the little inventor nowhere.
Well, like, but what has really happened, ACOS, you know, as a resident of our country now and working here, what has happened is that we've become so focused on big.
Right.
We become so focused on these huge corporations. They get bigger and bigger, and they buy out or they put out of business. The same thing is happening in agriculture. It's happening in the various things that come about as a result of us sort of turning our back on what made America great, what made America strong.
And
it's preposterous.
Crazy. Well, so what happens is these members of Congress, they're basically it's really a high stakes fight over this destructive patent legislation that's coming up. It really is destructive for the little guy. In fact, they wrote to me and they told me there's a movie coming out. There's a movie coming out called Inventing to Nowhere. Right. Inventing to Nowhere. Actually, if you want to check it out, go to inventingtonowhere.com. And actually, I just got an email from them. If you want anybody listening, they're going to preview this, I guess, this movie in 20 cities.
Really?
It's on December 15th. And anybody who wants free tickets, you can go to inventingtonowhere.com and get free complimentary tickets and try to help save the American inventor, because that's what we do here, Doug. Yeah. You and I and John.
Yeah.
We try to help save these guys. And, you know, you're talking about these big things. You know, 200 years. The Americans come up with this patent system for 200 years, and it's been the driving force of the U.S. economy. It made us a superpower.
Well, that's the point I'm making, is the stupidity of taking away the incentives for people, turning your back on these people that come up with these ideas is a sure recipe for disaster.
If you take away, I mean, I'm a new American, I keep calling myself, and I go to Europe and I get into these fights with people. They say, "Oh, too bad about America, don't build anything." I go, "Are you kidding me? We're the best innovators on the face of the earth. You don't believe me? Pick up your cell phone or your, anything you have in your life and take a look at your GPS, your computer." I mean, it's the American inventions influence us so much, and if you don't protect this American inventor, what's next? What are we left with?
Where do they go? They're not going to go. The Chinese don't have for the most part, they do not have the, I don't want to say mental capacity, because there are plenty of Asians that you can look at that do wonderfully well. Matter of fact, most Asians do better in school when they come here than do Anglos. But there still is this mentality, and I think we see it last week when we were talking. I don't know if you're here the day we were talking about this, Akos, when the gross domestic product of both countries now is compared.
Yes,
the Americans come in second to the Chinese. Hello, duh. The only reason the Chinese are there is because we put them there because we're spending all our money buying their junk. If we weren't buying their junk, they wouldn't have anything.
And they spend so much money knocking us off.
Right. Yeah, sorry, exactly. Well, I mean,
probably politically incorrect to say, but you know, there's some. If you want to see some great interviews, I mean, there's a legendary inventor, Dean Kamen, you know, and there's historians on this movie. Apparently, they have legendary inventors, historians. They got members of Congress who are, really? Are trying to keep this country creating and try to keep inventing. So the movie's called Inventing to Nowhere. It's in 20 cities on December 15th. Inventing to Nowhere. If you want free tickets, go to inventingtonowhere.com. They're handing them out for free. Help save the American inventor.
So that's next Monday.
Yes, next Monday. Yeah.
Next Monday, the 15th.
Yeah, go to Inventing to Nowhere. I don't know what cities there are. Just go there. They'll show you the cities there are.
We're putting links on our Facebook pages to that website.
InventingToNowhere.com.
Richie, would you do that on our Facebook page? Inventing.
Yeah, we'll put it on ours, too.
InventingToNowhere.com.
Yeah. Save the American inventor. That's our deal.
Yeah. Well, it is our deal. Today, we're going to meet Clifford Bradshaw, who has a remote control organizer. This looks rather interesting and intricate to a point. So we'll bring him around for you to meet and listen to, and then you can vote on whether you think his invention is cool or not. We'll explain that to you in a matter of moments as well. Coming up in a few minutes, the innovation philosophy and how we get there. Inventors, innovation, there are a lot of people who don't understand how to innovate, even people with good ideas. But if you have been told that whatever it is that you're doing is wrong, perhaps we can get you to refocus on that, because it's kind of like questions. There's no dumb question except the question that hasn't been asked yet. And I think that happens when you have an idea. Don't think it's dumb or nobody will buy it. Let us tell you that. come to us. And seriously, we'll tell you whether this thing works or it doesn't work or it has legs. There are a lot of people looking for a lot of new things, and there's so much money out there to support new inventors and new ideas. So help yourself to that. All right, boys, what do you have for us?
Oh, lots. As a matter of fact, as we take a look at the patent system, the key to the country's competitive edge, it helps grow our economy, creates new jobs, and protects inventors from foreign knockoffs. But is American innovation at risk? The short film, Inventing to Nowhere, explores the high-stakes fight over destructive patent legislation. Based around the story of two first-time inventors, Inventing to Nowhere reveals interviews and legendary inventor Dean Kamen, historians, members of Congress, and other key players in an effort to keep the country creating. more than 200 years, the patent system has been driving a force in making the United States an economic superpower. While sweeping changes hurt our spirit of invention, the world premiere of Inventing to Nowhere happens live in 20 cities December 15th. Go to InventingToNowhere.com now for free tickets. Help save the American inventor. Visit InventingToNowhere.com for your free tickets to Inventing to Nowhere December 15th.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Kohl's Wednesday for one day only Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher-Price and Play School toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This holiday, make party planning a breeze with indulgent desserts, like 35-count imported French macaroons, just 43 cents a treat. And new appetizers like creamy spinach and kale twists for less than $1.49 per serving. Plus, find savings on baking essentials like Betty Crocker sugar cookie mix. Make 15 dozen cookies for just $6.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Taxes not included. See club for details.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
All right, so we're going to work over this idea of innovation as the inventors and entrepreneurs of the world unite around what we do on the radio. Shark Tank and American Idol. Although Akos and John and I are much nicer and sweeter than most of the people that are on Shark Tank.
We're happy people.
Yes, we are. Happy people wear happy shoes. You know that. You heard that ad. 21 after My Cool Inventions.
it's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Trying to keep in touch with your entrepreneurial spirit, Akos Jankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions, the home of, what would you say, I was thinking about this, innovation versus inventing, or innovation, inspiration, all of these words that get used, and wondering whether people actually understand. What do you, in your mind, Akos, what would be a good example of an innovation or someone who is an innovator?
I think an invention is a physical thing. It's something that has never been done before, something that can be protected. It's kind of like the thesis of your doctorate thesis if you're in university, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
You have to sort of publish it, right? That's what I think an invention is. Innovation is the whole concept of thinking, the whole concept of coming up with something like interesting or clever, something you didn't think of before. For example, the one I give all the time is when I was a kid, Stelco Steel. Big steel mill in Hamilton where I grew up.
Right.
They had all this equipment. You can only imagine these huge steel company there, DeFasco and Stelco. And they had these equipment to roll out steel, and they had a certain thickness to it. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, everybody wanted thinner steel. So all their equipment was kind of completely antiquated, and they had no idea what to do other than sort of refit the entire factory with the steel. And one lady, one Italian grandmother, heard the story on the radio that they were talking about how they have to refit the entire, I don't know how many millions and millions of dollars to refit the steel mill. And it really affected because the big employer in Hamilton was these two steel mills, right?
Right.
And so they were going to shut down. And the woman goes, why are you going to shut down? Why don't you just do like I do when I'm baking? I take one layer of dough, I put a little of flour, put a second layer, and I roll it out, and now the two layers are half the size thinner. And Stelco and DeFasco went, oh my gosh. And that's the answer. That's an innovator.
Yeah.
That's someone with a clever idea, right?
Right. Yeah.
And they
yeah.
paid her $50,000 for the
That's
idea.
That's all?
They almost 50 grand. They've saved millions and millions and millions. But isn't that a clever idea?
My God,
grade
yeah.
five education.
Yeah.
She came up with this solution for the mega $1 million steel factory.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. Yeah, So how many more ideas could we, or how many other circumstances that you, as you've just described it, could we come up with? We all probably could come up with maybe even, I mean, I'm a farmer, you are a farm as well. All the time we're coming up with better ways to put fence in.
Yes.
Or we just came up with a way, there was a problem with mites on some of the cattle causing what looked like ringworm, and everybody's scratching their head. And I said, why don't we take this old remedy, which is something that's been, we used to use a long time ago. Many people forget about things as simple as bag bomb. You know what bag bomb is?
I don't know what bag bomb is.
Bag bomb, if you look it up, I know that John will go right and look at the
You don't want to know it. Do not look it up.
Bag bomb.
I think I know what it is, though.
It's an ointment. It's a very thick, heavy, greasy ointment that will heal anything. You put it on.
Right?
Say again?
Butters and stuff.
Well, that's right on the cow, but I use it on my hands. I use it on my. People want to know. No, I'm not kidding. I do.
I rub it over my bags and it makes me feel much better.
Nah,
I've got the most supple bags of anybody out in the pasture.
I'll attest to that. Richie does have supple
utterly
bags.
Ridiculous.
Yes. But you can rub this stuff on your hands. It has innovators take things that may be used for one thing, as this lady you just talked about, and use them for something else. Take a practical idea, and use bag bomb sort of as a laughing reference to what we're talking about. But if you were to put bag bomb on your face or any part of your body, it would smooth it right down. It covers cuts. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. But initially, it was made to soften. It's full of lanolin, so it would soften the teats on a cow's bag. But now they found all kinds of but that's what it originally was used for. But innovators started using it for other things. And it came about. You can always find a lesson like this down on the farm. So we're using it to cover up the area on the cows that have, and it's taking care of it. And so that's what we're about. We're here to celebrate inventing and innovation on the My Cool Inventions program at 28 after the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When I hear about government spying, lying, secrecy, and overreach, I want a change in leadership. In almost every election, I hear people saying we ought to throw the bums out and replace the old politicians with new politicians. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we see that the problem isn't so much who is in power, but whether government ought to have such power in the first place. Today's government far exceeds the responsibility given to it by the Constitution. Politicians and bureaucrats think they are beyond accountability. That is a threat to freedom no matter who is in power. The real solution is to return government to its constitutional limits without power over every detail of our lives. Only we the people can do this.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair, guaranteed. Indeed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800. 800-
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Listening to the My Cool Inventions radio program. Hey, John, I understand Doug is away. Rich, is that true? Is he not at the microphone right now?
Well, you know him. He gets the bags that need to be balmed out on the farm, and it takes a minute.
So let's talk about him. You know.
Yeah, let's go on. Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been with that, Doug, Rich? How long have you been?
You know, 18 years.
18 years. And has he always been this, he always gets the bag bomb and he always gets the farming thing going on?
It never ends. It's 24/7. The bag bombing never stops. I remember calling him one day, what are you doing? I got rubber gloves on. I'm trying to pull a calf out of a cow.
Oh my gosh.
So he really lives. I'll
let you go back to what you were doing. Right. Exactly.
I'll let you go back to what you were doing.
It's obviously more in depth than what I have for you. So.
Hey, sorry I couldn't meet up with you in Washington the other day. I mean, it didn't connect. I was up there for just a short period of time.
I was disappointed. Akos comes to Washington, D.C. Here he is 10 minutes away from me.
Right.
I'm like, come on. All that work for me trying to get your phone number and make sure that happened.
I know.
And it had to be your birthday. I mean, was it your birthday? Was it your birthday, right?
It was my anniversary.
Oh, it was your birthday.
It was my anniversary one day and then my birthday the next day. So that's why I couldn't come down to D.C.
Yeah, he couldn't break off with his wife and forget his birthday.
Just the anniversary. I mean, for heaven's sake, you have lots of those.
That's what we
need
to invent is a way for me to be able to get away from my wife for just a night with the fellas. That would be the greatest invention of all.
I tell you, there'd be a lot of sales of that invention. I can tell you that. So speaking of inventors, we have our today's inventor. We have a guy who has invented the Tri-C Order remote control orders. Clifford Bradshaw. Clifford, welcome to the program.
Hold on. I'm trying to get Clifford back on the line here. I dropped him.
Oh, you dropped him?
Yes. Why don't you tell us his head is inventing for us? Yeah.
You know what? You should put him on the Tri-C order.
Yeah. Because apparently, Clifford, he's got this remote control organizer. And I guess, I don't know about you, John, but I just looked at my TV the other day. I've got one that controls the cable box. I've got one that controls the television itself. And then I've got the Apple box thing, you know, the Apple little silver thing that has no buttons on it.
It's a complete mess. Let me just tell you right now. It does not work.
And what happens? Well, what happens with me? I lose one of them. One of them's not where it's supposed to be. So I can turn the TV on, but I can't control the cable box. I get the TV on and the cable, but then I can't do the Apple thing. So I guess Clifford has come up with an organizer.
He's there. Want to talk to him.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Okay, good. Sure. An organizer that organizes your remote controls. Clifford, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what happened to you? Like, you just lost your remote controls and you figured enough of this nonsense, I got to come up with something that solves this problem?
Exactly. I came home trying to see the game and I couldn't find the remote. Looked for about 15 minutes and I found it in the kitchen in the refrigerator. I don't know what happened.
There's another backstory to that, I think.
That was the night before.
The night before? So describe to us in your own words, without sort of pitching it, how did you come up with the design and what is physically the remote control organizer?
Well, the remote control organizer places three remotes in one place. It's an acrylic platform. It uses Velcro strips, actually.
Okay.
I got a U.S. patent for it because of the design that I created will accommodate any remote control. They're all shaped differently. You know, some have little loops in the back, and, you know, to set them on one platform was problematic. But I invented an adapter that would space them correctly so they have a flat surface and they would be on an even plane. And they got me a U.S. patent. So
you got yourself this U.S. patent. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we were talking about this. I don't know if you know, but the legislation's changing. They're fighting for the legislation and they're going to change it. So it might happen that guys like you and me can't go there and get our patents as easily. We can't defend our patents as easily.
It wasn't easy this time. A lot of desk actions. You know, they sent it back to, well, you didn't invent Velcro, you know, and things like this.
So what did you get the patent on? What was physically the winner? When you got the win of getting the patent, what was it physically?
Like it was the adapter, the spacer, as it were. It's an additional part that goes on to the platform that makes everything even.
Okay.
Like I said, most remotes have, you know, different shapes in the back. They're not all flat on the back.
No, they're not.
You have a curve, and then you have the battery compartment. So to try to put that on a flat surface was, you know, not going to happen until I put in this adapter or spacer. And that gave me the edge.
So that gave you the edge, and that gave you the U.S. patent.
That gave me the patent, exactly.
So how long does it take? So I guess how much did it cost you to go from the very beginning to getting the patent? You finally said, "Wee-yahoo, I got the patent." How much did that cost you?
I've spent around $5,000 or $6,000.
That's not too bad. We have people we talk to that's got up to $100,000-$200,000, but $5,000 or $6,000, that was pretty good. Did you do a lot of work yourself, or did you hire a patent lawyer?
I had a patent lawyer, actually. Yeah, absolutely. Guy out in South Dakota.
Oh, that's not a bad deal. So what we're going to do, what we're going to do is, here on the radio program, what we do is we let you pitch it for 60 seconds, all right? You have 60 seconds to pitch it, and what happens is the listeners vote. They vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, and they can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Just go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up, thumbs down, or if you're out and about, you can text your vote in by texting the word thumbs up, all one word, don't leave a space between the thumbs and the up, or thumbs down, all one word. You can text it to 22333. That's 22333. If you're old-fashioned like me, pick up the phone and call us 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Just say thumbs up and thumbs down. We don't take any information from you. It's totally anonymous. So that's what we do. Listeners are ready to vote. And Clifford, are you ready to pitch?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Where's the remote? You said it. We've all said it. But you won't say it anymore with the new 5C Order Remote Control Organizer from Brad Shaw. The 5C Order stands for three controls in order. This patented device will eliminate the need to search for the remote control for the TV, the VCR, or the cable box again. An acrylic stand that allows the securement of three remote controls on one platform utilizing Velcro fasteners. It's neat and sweet and totally complete. Never again will your remotes be lost or strewn across the coffee table. Sale price is $9.95. Get two today. Go to www.wherearetheremotes.com for more details. And go to mycoolinventions.com and give a big thumbs up for the Tri-C Order device.
Oh my gosh, he got the pitch in.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Johnny, he got the pitch in. He left time on the clock, and he had some catchphrases. Did you hear that? What was the catchphrase? He asked for the money. He did the whole thing. He asked for the money. Was it so Clifford? It was $10 a piece.
Well, that's what we're looking to put one of these in every house in America, or at least two.
So you're obviously making them, and you got $10 a piece. I'm gonna suggest something to you. Instead of $10, it's always better to have a $20, and always better to have buy one get one, right? So okay. I mean, everybody's got two TVs in the house. I mean, how many TVs you got in your house, John? I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got four TVs.
Yeah, at least four.
Yeah, four TVs in the house, and every one of those TVs has this whole remote control mess going on. Oh my gosh, can you imagine if they put them all in one pile, and I would have to sort them out? That would. Thank goodness that they're all in the same room, so they never leave the room. I get this remote control organizer to Velcro it down only so that no one could take it from one room to another, because that would be a big mess. And I'm silly enough to have the same cable box in all the rooms too. So like, I got remote controls for all of them. So you get two of them. You get two of them, or one of them for $10. What was the website again? Just give us that website again.
It's wherearetheremotes.com.
Wherearetheremotes.com. That's a pretty clever name. Right. So what it is, it's an acrylic pad. Is that what it is? So give me the, I understand the Velcro, and I think you put both ends of the Velcro on the remotes, and you've got obviously an adapter that sort of spaces out the remotes, so I guess they don't hit each other or something. So what is the base of the unit? What is the thing that you're putting it on?
It's a quarter-inch plastic see-through acrylic panel. Has four Velcro dots embedded into the panel, and then the adapters go onto the dots, and the dots go onto the remotes.
So they all come up the same height? Is that what? So your goal is to have them all the same height?
All the same heights, uniform, in a straight line. Because you have to have the line of sight, you know, to operate it. But it's shaped in an L. You know how the Lexus symbol is? Okay, it's that same type of curve, like an L shape, with an angle. So you can lay it down flat or set it up upright, horizontally. But it will always, you know, point towards the television and the VCRs, and just press the button. You don't have to hold it in your hand or anything. People argue that, you know, all you need is a universal remote, you know, but you can program your universal remote, and then you still got three remotes laying around. So put them all on the platform. Universal remote on the platform.
So where do you, in your house, where do you keep this platform? Is it like on a coffee table, or is it on like a?
I've got an armchair here, and it sits on the end table there, right next to me. I'm like, you know, the commander of the starship, and just reach over and press the buttons.
And we're all starship commanders in our own house.
Yes, we are.
Right up until the wife walks in, then we're no longer commanders. Starship.
That's where I came up with the name, the Tri-C Order, which if you say it fast, it's tricorder. But
then
I broke it down, and it became, you know, three controls in order, Tri-C Order. So it was ironic.
So have you sold any?
No, I don't care. But
so you've never sold any before?
Not yet, no.
Are you making them? What happens if somebody orders from you?
I have a manufacturer set up to put them out. I just got to get some money.
So you never sold any. So what happens if somebody calls you and orders? Where are you going to deliver it from?
We'll make them. I'll get one for them.
You'll make them. You go to all that trouble for a $10 bill.
Well, I'll collect a couple of orders first. How about that?
Oh, all right. Okay.
So, what is it, 3 to 6 weeks for delivery?
All right. Well, you got to be careful. Let me tell you some legislation. You got to be careful. You know, you can't take anybody's money if you haven't made them or you haven't got them for sale. So a little tip for you. I mean, it's a common mistake everybody makes. I get this idea. A lot of inventors come here and they tell us, well, what I'll do is I'll go sell a bunch, and then what I'll do is I'll use that money to go buy them. Well, that's, I think, you're breaking some laws. So you can't actually hit a credit card. You can't actually take somebody's money unless you're ready to ship. And in fact, our logistics houses, we have these, you know, when we sell something, many times we'll use a logistics house or a fulfillment center, they call it. They actually control the credit card. So we give them the control of the credit card. So the credit card never gets hit until the thing gets shipped. I mean, that's kind of important. You can't have any delay time. There's no 3 to 6 weeks. So just a little cautionary tale for you there. And if you're listening and you like Clifford Bradshaw's Tri-C Order Remote Control Organizer, go to mycoolinventions.com, vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text us the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22333. Or you can call us at 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down. As simple as that. The only thing I say, Clifford, it seems a little simple, this device. John, what do you think about the sort of the simplicity? Do you think people will buy it?
It depends. I mean, I think there's always an invention for, you know, somebody's problem. And people always have this problem. I know I do in my house. You have it in your house, pretty much.
I do.
I'll bet you every house in America has the same problem.
Well, thank you very much, Clifford, for being on the program. And thanks, everybody, for voting. Go to mycoolinventions.com. You've been listening to the My Cool Inventions Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Wednesday for one day only Christmas doorbusters.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 50 to 60% off select Fisher-Price and Play School Toys. 50% off all games. And 50 to 60% off outerwear, sweaters, boots, and sleepwear. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 cents. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Don't miss Kohl's one day Christmas doorbusters. This Wednesday only. Find your yes. Kohl's.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. In the heart of winter, families nationwide are taking advantage of the lack of tourists at typically crowded destinations. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 47% of Americans plan to travel in the off-peak seasons. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
Aspen in the summer or Paris in the winter, avoiding peak travel seasons can save on vacationing costs. Besides paying less, visiting tourist spots during the off-season means fewer crowds and a more relaxed atmosphere. Another way to offset costs is by using a travel rewards credit card that gives you the flexibility to actually use your points when you want. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all purchases. With the flexibility to use your points toward travel expenses when planning your trip, it is a great way to stretch your vacation budget.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rain, sleet, snow, and strong winds. All this a part of the weather picture, which is already making a mess for travelers. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Along the I-95 corridor from the Mid-Atlantic to the Northeast, rain, and in many places, too much of it. The storm is known as a nor'easter, with strong winds whipping in from the northeast. Heavy rain already falling from northern Virginia to the New York City area and beyond. Up to 3 inches of rain is expected overall by tonight, but this system is going to stick around for a number of days and will dump a foot or more of snow on areas in upstate New York and elsewhere. The morning commute, an absolute mess in the northeast today. Flight delays? Plenty of them, with more to come. To the west, where many areas of California are still saturated by last week's deluge, weather forecasters are warning people to get ready for another storm. This one could be the biggest storm to hit the San Francisco Bay Area in years. The National Weather Service issuing a storm advisory yesterday for a system that won't arrive until tomorrow night. But when it does, there is the possibility of flooding, mudslides, downed trees, and dangerous surf.
Thursday will be a particularly dangerous situation where we should be seeing very heavy rainfall during the day and potentially some wind gusts upwards of 60, maybe even greater miles per hour.
That's Tom Dang with the National Weather Service. His last name, Dang, is what many California residents are saying about the forecast. Maybe something even stronger than that. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to bounce back after getting off to a rough start for the new work week yesterday. The Dow off 106 points to 17,853. NASDAQ fell 40 yesterday. S&P slipped 15. That monster fire that wiped out a swanky apartment building under construction in downtown L.A. may have been the work of an arsonist, and some nearby residents are glad the building is gone. Jeffrey Palmer has been called a symbolic anti-affordable housing developer in the city. Recently, the Da Vinci Complex drew criticism after Palmer proposed a pedestrian bridge that would allow tenants to avoid using public streets and not have to face the homeless who live near the 110 freeway. And finally, let's talk about the royal couple. A busy itinerary for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, otherwise known as William and Kate. They arrived in New York City this past Sunday. Yesterday, they split up. No, not for good, just for part of the day. William went to Washington, D.C. He met with President Obama at the White House. Meanwhile, Kate joined New York City's first lady, Shirlane McRae, at a child development center in Harlem. Outside that center, lots of royal watchers tried to get a glimpse of Kate and her baby bump. She is 5 months pregnant. One of those peering above and around the barricades, Lauren from Ohio, who held up a sign that read, Minnie Middleton loves Kate.
Well, all like the Kate followers, we call ourselves Minnie Middletons. We follow Kate, so we like Kate.
Yes, Lauren, we get it. The royal couple then reunited in New York City last night. They went to Brooklyn to see an NBA game with the Nets hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers, with the game achieving a higher profile because of its two special guests. Protesters gathered around the Barclays Center in the continuing demonstrations against the recent grand jury decisions in the Michael Brown and Eric Garner cases. In fact, before last night's game, a number of players were seen wearing shirts that said, I can't breathe, the words spoken by Eric Garner as he was being arrested in a chokehold. LeBron James was one of those players who wore that shirt.
As a society, we have to be better for one another, no matter what race you are, but it's more of a shout out to the family more than anything because they're the ones that should be getting all the energy and effort.
As for the game, LeBron and the Cavaliers beat the Nets 110-88. And you know, you did have a king and a future king at that game last night. LeBron James, also known as King James, and William, the future king of England. How about that? No, please. Now the Trump is again. Please, no. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable. You lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough runoff to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.